This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, that's the truth. Making love was just for fun. Now it's a chore. I think of all the friends I've known. This is a monster hit. Monster hit in the 70s. Of course, it's Eric Carmen, 75. This one came out. Eric Carmen, lead singer of the Raspberries. Mm-hmm. And this monster hit, solo. Here we are. Often used now comically, you know, in movies.
Yeah, commercials.
Will Ferrell walking down the beach crying or something, you know. Anyway, Hungry Eyes, also a big hit for him on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. Had quite a few solo hits. Anyway, Eric Carmen died yesterday, 75 years old. And I saw a lot of people posting about it, a lot of musicians I follow. He seemed to be very well-liked in the music community.
Oh.
A lot of people saying very nice things about him. You know, Rick Springfield wrote something very nice. A few other people I follow were all writing, sad to see.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the Raspberries were bigger than I knew, according to, like, early fans of, like, rock and roll music. They were a big deal. All right, well, there you have it. At 74, he was. 74, Eric Carmen, 74. Hope it was a good life, you know? Just died in his sleep. Isn't that what everybody wants? Die in your sleep?
Yeah. Peaceful.
Hopefully, he was with his wife. I think he wasn't all by himself.
No.
As he's singing here. Wow. You know who could very well be all by themselves? We have no idea. Is this princess
Kate Middleton?
What is this? Is the strangest thing. I'm half involved in it, but becoming more and more involved in it because it's just getting stranger and stranger. At first, I was, you know, we mentioned it a few times before on the podcast. I was saying it's akin to like the Jamie Foxx thing. It was also strange, you know, some sort of illness that nobody seemed to really know. We're just gonna. For 1 second, we're going to tell you guys about, there's a lot of going on here. We're taping the show right now in the garage on a Tuesday. But if you do hear some background noise, there seems to be a bunch of helicopters above the house.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on for me. I don't think anyone's coming after me, but somebody close, there's something going on in the neighborhood because there's news copters. I see a Channel 5. I see a Channel 9.
Multiple channels.
The news copters are above us, and then I also saw a police copter. So something's happening here in the neighborhood. So if you guys hear that, we just decided to forge on with the podcast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also workers outside planting trees on my property. So you might hear some noise. But Alex is pretty good at covering it up.
Yeah.
But if you do hear it, we want you to know we're not being unprofessional. There was this emergency going on. The last time I remember helicopters being, this many helicopters being above my other, another house I had was when Michael Jackson had died.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember I was a kind of, I remember seeing a bunch of helicopters at that time. I don't think it was by a house. I think I was driving somewhere. I was like, wow, look at all those helicopters. And sure enough, they were above his house.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is anything close to that, but if you hear something in the next few hours about somebody, a big deal,
Tarzana
dying or being murdered in Tarzana, it happened. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you have it. Anyway, back to Kate Middleton. It's so strange, and it's only getting stranger because I guess there was a picture released a couple of days ago. I believe it was Mother's Day in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
They have a different Mother's Day than we have here, and it was Mother's Day in Great Britain, and she released a picture. Now, she hasn't been seen since, I'm saying, what I had read was she hasn't made a public appearance since Christmas Day, whether that's he hasn't been seen yet. Now that, and then a few weeks ago, there was a picture that TMZ said was her, but many people like that. Well, that's not even her. So, so let's just say she has not been seen since Christmas Day.
Yeah.
There was a, you know, she said she had an abdomen operation or something.
Abdominal surgery.
Abdominal surgery, whatever that means.
Yes.
And, okay, abdominal surgery, one thing. Nothing. I mean, abdominal surgery and anything else takes this long to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and this is what I was saying about the Jamie Foxx thing. Just come out and say, yes, I'm in bed resting from my abdominal surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tweet. It's an Instagram. But I know the royal family is a bit different than the Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx and just Instagram because he's a comedian and an actor. But the royal family, I think, has some sort of rules about these things. I don't know. Okay, so here comes the fake picture on Mother's Day, Great Britain. Now, I guess this was supposed to be played off as, she's fine, look at this picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a picture, obviously, of her looking just as, you know, as good as she did pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
And the kids are looking great and everything great. And I was like, well, that can't possibly be the way, this is the first picture we're going to see of her.
Mm-hmm.
Just so anyway, the experts, whoever, they start looking it over, and it's they're seeing all sorts of different weird Photoshop things on the picture.
Yeah.
So that's now all over. People going, it's a Photoshop. It does look very kind of fake, almost AI.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the pictures we saw of Donald Trump hanging out with black people? It looks like that.
It looks
picture.
Like those.
Yeah.
Didn't the royal family, their Christmas card, they had a Photoshop little scandal on their Christmas card.
They did. They did. Something was wrong with hands or something.
Yeah.
There was a weird hand thing. There's also a weird hand thing in this one too. Uh-huh. So they say, all right. Anyway, so then I guess Kate Middleton comes out and says, yes, sorry, everybody. It was a doctored photo. I'm an amateur photographer trying out some Photoshopping. And I was like, this is all bullshit. What is going on here?
Yeah.
And of course, I, you know, the royal family, it's interesting to me, but not interesting to me. Like, what? Why does any of this matter to me? But for whatever reason, we're all interested in it. You know, because it's just fun.
Yeah.
So now William, the husband, he's out there doing his royal duties. It doesn't seem to be mentioning anything about it from what I've heard. I'm not watching the BBC every night.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he is. I don't know. Anyway, it's all just very straight. That's all I could say about it because there's nothing more to say about it.
Yeah.
Like, so now my wife and I last night, like, what are you? My wife's kind of into the royal family.
Really?
And she watches The Crown and stuff.
Okay.
You know, she reads books and she knows all the, you know, this is why this bloodline is that bloodline. And she follows
the lineage,
the history of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, so what do you think? She's like, well, I mean, maybe it's work, you know, maybe she has cancer or something and doesn't want to be seen in public or chemo and whatever else. And I was like, okay, but then why hide that?
Yeah.
But I guess the royal family, they're strange in that way.
Mm-hmm.
They have in the past hidden ailment, you know, sicknesses and things like that. And then Prince Charles, King Charles, just said that he had some sort of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that maybe they don't want the two of them because, oh, they're all dying. Look at the royal family. They're all dying.
Yeah.
They kicked Meghan Markle out. Now they're all dying. Meghan Markle put some voodoo curse on the whole family.
Yeah.
So Maybe it's that. Who knows? I mean, is she abducted by aliens? Let's start that one. Mm-hmm. She's been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Is she? Are they divorced? It's just craziness. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong in saying this?
No.
The woman has been gone since Christmas. It's fucking March.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been no sign of her. And this pretty high profile person.
Yeah.
Like that nobody has seen her. So it's all just fascinating. I don't know what to say about it because there's nothing. I don't know. Conspiracy theories abound, of course. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard many of them, but because I just haven't really been following the story. But now it's become, with this fake picture, it's almost become impossible not to follow.
Yeah.
So exciting. What's next? I mean, now at this point, because it all looks like such a snafu, Alex, with this picture,
mm-hmm.
you almost have to have her come out and say something at this point.
Yeah.
But now you have to have her to do a video or something, hold up a newspaper. Look, it's today's date. Mm-hmm. It's me. I'm fine or I'm not fine or here's the situation or, you know, live from the past. Maybe she's in Tarzana right now.
Ooh.
Maybe
that's a helicopter. They spotted her.
They spotted her in Tarzana. She's at the Chick-fil-A right here on Ventura Boulevard. Oh, man.
I did see that with this whole little Photoshop fail, Adobe Photoshop stock.
Oh, really?
Shot up yesterday.
God, isn't that weird? Like, and there's people who like people who are great at Wall Street can mm-hmm. figure those type of things out.
Yeah,
you know, they can like, oh yeah, here buy in because this is gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing that kind of stuff. All right, everybody. Well, the other story that's more cover to cover related. It's something I'm kind of interested in, and I don't know where it's going and if this is a trend,
mm-hmm.
but it's definitely a cover-to-cover story, so I'm going to give it to you. IHOP.
Ooh.
We know them. We don't love them because I went recently. Used to love them, Alex.
Yeah, used to.
I used to go. It was when I first moved to Los Angeles, there was one on Vermont Avenue, and we lived on, I was with my buddy Carl. We had a little tiny apartment on Vermont and Hollywood Boulevard, okay? And, yeah, but now it's like a spot. I know. Back then, it was exactly that. But, I mean, I guarantee that shit apartment that I paid $350 a month for is now $2,000.
Oh, it's more.
Yeah. So, anyway, there was an IHOP down the street. And we would go there like celebratory. Like we made money at Sizzler last night.
Mm-hmm.
Money. We made $75 last night at Sizzler. No, there's nothing stopping us. Let's go get breakfast at IHOP.
Yeah.
And we would go get the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. I would go peaches.
Okay.
That's the fruit I like. You could choose from several different fruit toppings.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you familiar with the Rudy yes. Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Yeah.
I think they had a raspberry, maybe a blueberry. It was like a compote. Are you familiar with a compote?
A compote, yeah.
Thank you, Alex.
I've had a compote.
Anyway, I would go peaches.
Okay.
Okay? And then the waitress, same lady every day. You know, she's been there forever. And she always said peaches weird to me. Because she would always go, peaches, peaches. And I said, I'm going to do the Rudy Tooty Fresh Fruity peaches. Peaches? Yes. Yeah. Peaches. So anyway, I now to this day, every time I say peaches, I can only say it in that woman's voice.
Yeah.
And that was 30 years ago. So anyway, that's what we loved IHOP. Mm-hmm. It was like an event for us to go to IHOP. It was like, damn, things are going well. We can get IHOP.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, you don't go as much and blah, blah, blah. And there's better breakfast place and all this shit.
Mm-hmm. First Watch opens.
Yeah, there's First Watches. There's like hip breakfast mm-hmm. places. There's this one down the street, Butter or something.
Ooh.
You see on Ventura Boulevard, there's always a packed. It's always packed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. We went the other day. We're down at this Mar Vista house doing some work, and I brought my wife and my daughter to help me. Absolutely useless. Mm-hmm. Didn't help a stitch. But anyway, they just get in the way. So then I said, well, let's just go get breakfast over this cool, hip, new spot down there. Mm-hmm. Just the good-looking people of Los Angeles. I've mentioned it before, all sitting at laptops, you know, just mm-hmm. working on what God knows. But anyway, okay. Breakfast burrito for myself,
mm-hmm.
Some sort of egg sandwich for Beckett, and my wife gets some sort of salmon quinoa plate, okay?
Okay.
I told you yesterday what the price was, so I won't...
Make me guess.
$75.
$75.
You know, when all said and done,
a yeah.
couple of iced lattes and a tip and everything, 75 motherfucking.
Yeah.
But I guess that's about right, right? I mean, it's not going to be $25.
No.
It's going to be $75.
I mean, nowadays, why would a restaurant even open that early in the morning? It's hard to get employees for the dinner rush.
Yeah.
Why would we open for breakfast if it wasn't?
So anyway, but that's the going rate. And even IHOP, the same thing. Okay. And IHOP, we've talked about it on this show, has had its issues. And then I went with my daughter recently, about a year ago. I had my daughter, my wife was out of town, and I said, let's go down to this IHOP, and I'll get you. And she says, I want this happy face pancake, which used to be a work of art.
Yeah.
Somebody in the back was great at this, squirting that whipped cream into a smile, putting some eyes on it, throwing some chocolate chip teeth on there.
Yeah.
And eyeballs. The chocolate chips were eyeballs. Maybe the cherries were eyeballs. Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two maraschino cherries as eyeballs, a couple of teeth.
Chocolate chip teeth.
Chocolate chip teeth. Oh, whatever. I mean, now I think they just throw it up there, and the waitress just grabs a fucking whipped cream can and just, I mean, it looked like Gary Busey. I mean, it was just, it was not smiley. I don't know what the facial feature was. It was not. And then, of course, they have this weird system where they have an iPad around their neck, and that's how they take the order.
Yeah.
But it hangs too high on there. It's not low.
Okay.
It's got a strap around it. It's just a very odd system.
Yeah.
It's got a strap around it, and they're like doing it very close to their face.
In their own face.
Yeah, like you're telling them what you want, and they're punching it in, but it's too close.
Yeah.
It's not hanging low. Nothing about it is appealing.
It's like using an iPad next to your nose.
Right. Yeah. Nothing about it is appealing to the customer, to the waitress. It's all, just go pen and paper. What the fuck is this dumb shit?
Yeah.
And it's not like we're getting anything any faster. It's like, this is going immediately to the kitchen, and they're preparing, and they're going to fuck up your smiley face real good, real fast.
Yeah.
So it's all the same. Just go pen and paper like the old days. All right. Anyway.
Remember back in the day when you get someone who's really good and they wouldn't write any of it down?
That's me, Alex.
And you
That's
just,
me.
And you they, just wait. You go, oh, let's see what he fucks up.
Alex, when I was waiting tables for 15 years of my life, I could do a table of 20 and remember everything.
Okay.
And there would always be somebody going, you sure you're going to got all this? I'm like, trust me, I got. And I usually used to say, until you just said that, I had it all. Now you messed it up. But anyway, but I could do it with no, but then of course, if you ever did fuck up, they'd be like, I told you to write it down. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I have a nut allergy, you know?
Right. Yeah. So, but I was pretty good at, like, I could easily do a table of four.
Yeah.
Appetizers, main courses, drinks, no problem.
Modifications?
You name it. Okay. Not a problem. But then of course, you know, as I got older, I probably forgot a few things along the way.
Slipped a little.
Anyway, enough about that. And IHOP. I explained too much about IHOP. The story is we are now merging. IHOP and Applebee's is merging in one restaurant. You could walk in. Look it up.
Whoa.
You could walk in, Alex.
Is this everywhere?
And I think there's several already open in the country, and I don't know if it's going to be all over or several of the locations, but it's going to be, I don't know if you walk in. You walk in the door, and it says, IHOP Applebee's. Applebee's, IHOP. And I don't know if you turn right, it's Applebee's, turn left, it's IHOP, or it's you sit at the table and the menu is you can get something from IHOP, you can get something from Applebee's. None of it really makes any sense because IHOP does have like lunch and dinner. They keep trying to get this going, but it's never going to happen.
We don't need it.
I know. And then
even if you go there late, you get pancakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember a couple of years ago when they went in on burgers? They said we're not doing pancakes anymore. We're now
IHOB.
IHOB. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
And they were like, who the fuck came up with that dumb idea? So anyway, but then the food that they do have at lunch and dinner is same kind of akin to what they have at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's kind of a similar.
I would say Applebee's probably does it a little better.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe that's why they got in bed with Applebee's. So now, I don't know how exactly it's going to work, but Applebee's and IHOP are going to be one restaurant in certain locations. You can walk in and you can, you know, I mean, Kate Middleton's missing. Applebee's and IHOP are one. I mean, nothing makes sense anymore, Alex. The world is
topsy turvy.
Topsy turvy. It's upside down. Everything's upside down. I don't know.
Alrighty, I got something for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
Dine Brands, which is the parent company of both of those restaurants, okay, IHOP and Applebee's, continues to perform, the dual-branded prototype continues to perform well in international markets. They opened their eighth dual-branded restaurant in Mexico City last month.
Okay.
I'm sorry, in León, Mexico. And yeah, this is something they started doing in international markets to bring both of their restaurant concepts to one building. And now they're bringing it stateside.
Okay, so here it comes. And is it, are there any open yet, or are we going to... what's the first one going to be? Does it say anywhere on
there?
Let's
see. I'm looking for that. When will co-branded be open in the U.S.? Dine Brands hopes to open the co-branded restaurants in the U.S. in the next 12 to 24 months. Standalone IHOP and Applebee's locations will continue to play an important role. They'll be opening 25 new restaurants with enhanced features like robotic beer dispensers.
Oh.
So they got big plans for the next 12 to 24 months, but...
None of that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen restaurants do it, you know, where like a dinner restaurant will have like a different place by day. You know what I mean? Like the, you know, the bagels and us people will take over the restaurant for the morning. Right. It could work.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
I like your attitude.
My optimism?
Yeah, I like your optimism on it. I mean, you don't eat any of that kind of stuff. You're not like a, you wouldn't stop it. Oh, wait a minute. One time you got IHOP to go.
Yeah.
You told me.
Well,
you were waiting at one of your shitty hotels, and you said...
I think it was one of our shitty hotels.
No, I was not in that hotel. I remembered vividly, and there was no way in hell I went in that hotel.
No, that might have been Fort Worth, I mean,
the places I dropped them off, him and Olivia sometimes. I mean, the worst one was in my hometown of Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped them off at... and I told them, I said, don't... Now, when you hear Long Island, here's what many people think who've never been there. Like, oh, this must... This is the Hamptons, right?
Yeah.
I was like, well, no, there's the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot in between. There's New York City, there's the Hamptons, and then there's a ton in between.
Yeah.
In that in between, you get the La Quinta in Ronkonkoma that you might as well be in a crack house. Ooh. You might as well sleep in a crack house.
You are in a crack house.
Yeah, you're in a crack house.
Yeah.
It's like hookers in the lobby.
There was a
stuff.
Woman three doors down... like swapping met like
yeah
kind of
yeah.
like a doctor like okay 12 o'clock leave 1 o'clock you're here. There was a girl who did that a couple times. She like
I tried
you gotta
to warn
go
you.
my 12 o'clock is here.
I tried to warn you. Anyway,
nice gal though.
I bet she was Ronkonkoma's owned. We're very proud of that La Quinta. Anyway, but that's where I dropped them off there one time. And then one time I dropped him off. I get what city we were in, one of the city, and he told me that he had some problems. They got IHOP to go, and they took it back to their hotel room. And I think he just gets bacon. Wasn't it just like a big plate of bacon? Isn't that what you got? I think you told me you got a plate of bacon from IHOP.
Yeah, I'll
and
get
he
some.
Walked, and he walks across like a big hot parking lot.
You don't do eggs to go, so you go like bacon and pancakes.
Oh, okay.
But you skip the egg.
And
what are you gonna have runny cold eggs?
No, I'm asking. I don't know. I've never taken IHOP to go. IHOP sucks when you bring it to the date.
Yeah,
like, well, to go. I imagine it would be. Anyway, hopefully things will change. Now you can get IHOP and Applebee's to go.
Well, here's my question: is if I go to an Applebee's at 7 p.m., I wonder if they'll have the IHOP menu. Because if not,
I don't know.
Be a deal breaker.
I don't know. This is, I feel a lot like the Kate Middleton story. I just don't have any answers.
Just in the dark?
Yeah.
All right.
Shocking news. Shocking news about old people. And I'm of these people. I don't think I'm not above 65, but soon enough. Mm-hmm. And I think our audience skews a bit older than most podcast audiences. And now we are getting into a weird thing that I'm reading about in all the papers yesterday and today. For the first time, I believe, ever, we are going to be more older, above 65, than below 65. The number of Americans age 65 and older will more than double over the next 40 years, reaching 80 million by 2040. The number of adults ages 85 and older, the group most often... needing help with basic personal care will quadruple between 2020 and 2040. You understand, Alex?
Yeah.
More than one in six Americans are now 65 or older as the U.S. continues graying.
Our median age is increasing.
So 1 in 6 people are 65 or older.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad sign.
This is a problem that China's having a lot of.
Is that like, right?
A lot of
not oldies
a lot of,
there.
A lot of wealthier kind of countries that are, you know, I mean,
have good health care and stuff, well, keep people alive.
I think also young people, they want to be more in the work market. They want to be more productive. They want to compete. You know, they want to have
this
nice
means?
Things.
More Academy Award fuck-ups by old actors like Al Pacino.
Yeah.
And it is going to be more because they're all still going.
That's
and they're all going to come out there. You know, next year it's going to be like Clint Eastwood, who's, I think, 90-something.
He'll
nice,
say
still
racist
going. Yeah,
on
and he's going to come out and do it, you know, whatever, fuck it up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's all very interesting. And, I mean, where do you go from here with just old people? Because there is everybody, you know, I believe that it's still going, right? The helicopters.
Yeah, still
now
going.
Now it feels like there's more. Something is really up in Tarzana right now.
Yeah.
This is very exciting, everybody. I don't, you know, we're going to release this episode right now, so you guys could do the research on it.
If you'll remember, it wasn't long ago that there was a very high profile
murder. There was like
a murder.
Yeah, the guy like
right
dumped his wife into a dumpster or something.
Yeah.
It could be something dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that house was kind of up the street.
The police might be searching or something. And
anyway, well, it's kind of a good thing because we got to, okay, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys on a Tuesday episode. We got the work going on outside. We got helicopters above. And just before we went to air, I got a phone call from the school that they say, Beckett's sick. You got to come get her.
Ugh.
So I was like, okay, I had to give him some bullshit. Like, I can't go. I'm doing a podcast. I can't come get it right now. So I gave him some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing some charity work and I'm on my way. Like, the homeless need me right now and I'll be there soon. So there's that. But I knew she was sick, Alex. Here's what you do as a parent, and it's an awful thing to do.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm new to all this. I'm new to it. My daughter's only 4, so this is all coming at me. You know, quickly and anew. It's all new.
Mm-hmm.
When you see your daughter sniffling and you know coughing in the morning, what do? You fucking ignore it.
Yeah.
You ignore it. And you say you'll go. You don't say it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like Maya's like, ooh, she doesn't sound good. I'm like, you fucking. We don't say that. We do not say that.
Sounds good
she
to me.
She is going to school right now. I got shit to do today. She is going to school.
Yeah, you're not raising no quitter.
Yeah, exactly. Forget about it. We went to school.
Yeah.
My mother and father, we could have a limb hanging off. You get on that fucking school bus. You're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the same mentality I have.
Yeah.
Because I got to do podcast. I got shit to do, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I sent her knowing full well this is going to be bad news because the teachers get mad when you send them in sick. They're like,
well, we live in a post-COVID world.
They're like, well, you killed half the children in the school. Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, yeah, but I had to do a podcast. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There are people out there waiting on me to report on IHOP.
Yeah.
I had to send my daughter with the fucking, I don't know, which yellow fever.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go to school today so I could tell people about they're merging. IHOP and Applebee's are merging.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to know this. You understand? So I can't have my daughter running around in the garage with helicopters above my head because some actor has just died on Corbin Avenue in Tarzana.
Yeah.
So I sent her. And an hour later, they told me to go back. I should have just stayed down the street in my car knowing that I was going to have to turn around and go back.
Knowing full well.
So I have to go back now. But I said I'd give you guys something before I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of commitment I make to this podcast, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, you know, and all you over, you know, old fucks over 65 who are listening, thank you as well. I did get something yesterday. Some people were telling me... remember I mentioned that I'm going to be doing a charity event for the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I mean, what a guy. What a decent person.
I mean, you'll send your sick kid off to
school. Well, whatever.
School.
I mean, Alex, she's got to get out of this house. I got to get her out of there. I don't know if you've heard, too. I mean, I don't know what happened to my life, everybody. And I'm sorry to put, I'm sorry to burden you guys with this. And I know many of you are like, yeah, that's every day of my life. But listen, I'm famous. I don't need this shit.
No.
I used to be this bon vivant, Alex.
What's that?
I have no idea. I heard somebody say it once. Anyway, you know, I was able to like go around, single guy. I was on TV. I was making money. You know, things were good, and I could do whatever the fuck I wanted.
You lived in Michael Jackson's neighborhood?
I did. Well, I think I was driving past. But now I live closer to Michael Jackson's neighborhood. But anyway, I was, things were good. Life was no, but now, right currently at this time, we got a dog in the house too. If you heard it barking.
Yeah.
There's a fucking dog barking. And this dog is now in the bed with us. A little tiny. It's my wife's.
Sleeping with you guys?
Well, it's my wife's parents' dog.
Yeah.
And they went away for a couple of days. So we have the dog for a couple of days.
Cute dog. Very cute dog.
Well, it's not my style. But it's a little, one of those little tiny shih tzus. Anyway, it's very nice. It's a fun little dog. And Beckett loves it and blah, blah, blah. But Beckett goes to sleep in her room. And then the dog comes in our room. And it licks you.
Yep.
It licks me.
Under the blanket?
Under the blanket. Like toes? My legs.
Leg? Okay.
All fucking night.
Yep.
It's like, and then if I move her out and I cover my legs, then it'll lick any exposed skin. My neck, my fucking face. So I didn't sleep at all last night because this fucking dog was licking my face the whole night. I mean, and then my daughter's sick, but it's not stopping me.
Mm-mm.
I wish I was Kate Middleton and I could just disappear. Yeah. I wish I could disappear and put up a couple of fake pictures and have I can have AI do my voice. You know, just Alex, just ask AI, do a podcast, cover to cover style podcast. It'll be like, hey, everyone, welcome back. What was that song, Alex? Was that something from Pat Benatar? Oh, that's a great song. 1982. I believe. This is an interesting story. French fries. Which ones are the best? Wendy's, Carl's Jr., Burger King. I mean, we can't have AI knock this shit out while I go live my life?
We probably could. I'll work on it.
Thank you, Alex. Just ask AI to do it.
I'll work on it.
Seems to be able to do anything else. One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, so why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food, healthy grocery store that even my kid loves. And that's hard to do, Alex. That's me once again reading Thrive Market's script that they send me. But let me tell you what I love about Thrive Market, Alex, and why I love it. They send it to my door, of course, which that's great, but some of the stuff they have, all healthy, all sourced from the best places, all that kind of stuff. So you feel like you're doing good in the world. Have you had the chocolate chip partake chocolate chip cookies? Have you had Heavenly Hunks peanut butter chocolate cookies?
No.
These, and what do you think? $4.49 for a 6 ounce pouch delivered right to your door. What do you like from there, Alex? You go for the pastas, said?
They got Bonzo chickpea pasta.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm a Dr. Bronner soap guy. I get it from Thrive now.
I know that they got that, all that kind of stuff too. Moisturizing cream, soaps, all that stuff. All Thrive Market. We love Thrive Market over here for that reason. And I love, they carry all the brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. As I said, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, which we have to do, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make it simpler and healthier swaps. So that's what we have to do. We do this healthier cereals and the healthier snacks, and they got like a, can I say Pringles? They got like a Pringle thing over there, but it's called the Good Crisp. Okay. They're in like the container, you know, like with
like a tube.
Oh, like the two. They're so good. I love them. You can get those at Thrive Market. Once $3.60, Alex.
Not bad.
I mean, you can't beat it. So go over to Thrive Market, and because you guys listen to Cover to Cover, you know the deal. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping families in need with their one-for-one membership matching program, which is great. Save time and money and shop at Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/cover for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/cover. ThriveMarket.com/cover. 30% off because you're a cover-to-cover listener. Get yourself the chips, the pastas, the Rao's.
Yep.
Right to your door. No more of this grocery store stuff. Anyway, thanks, Thrive Market. Enjoy. Speaking of countdowns, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody, I'm stretching it. I'm stretching our countdowns because I think it's funny. I'm sorry. And here you go. There's only four. Top four, Alex.
Okay.
Top four. And this is, once again, like I said, a stretch.
Okay.
This is the top four healthiest ways to prepare an egg.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. The healthiest way to prepare an egg. Top four.
I'm listening.
Counting down from number four. Number four, the healthiest, fourth healthiest way to prepare an egg. Baked. Baked eggs can be served with a firm or runny yolk, depending on your preferences. Generally, the longer they're allowed to bake, the harder they get. Baked eggs can be served atop roasted vegetables or on the side of cooked whole grains to make a delicious, nutritious breakfast.
Yeah.
Baked eggs, everybody. I never even heard of baked eggs.
You never had a baked egg?
I don't think I have. I mean, it looks like a casserole or something on this picture. That's number four.
Okay.
Number three, healthiest way to eat an egg. And my daughter's coughing to death in a classroom right now, so I can rattle off four healthy ways to eat eggs. Scrambled eggs. Number three, coming in scrambled eggs. Maybe the most popular way to eat an egg.
Surprising.
You think people, most popular way to eat an egg, scrambled?
Maybe.
If you had to get your eggs, how do you get them?
Over easy.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Depends. Do I have some hash browns? Over easy. I got to go over medium. I got to have something to sop up all that yolk.
Okay, all right. Jesus. I don't want to fight about it. Scrambled eggs are usually cooked in a skillet. Okay, we all know scrambled eggs. Okay, number two, Alex. Ready for number two?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, healthy boiled eggs.
Oh.
Like hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs.
You like
hard-boiled? I love a hard-boiled egg.
Really?
I get the 7-Eleven bagged ones. Is that the grossest thing you've ever seen? And if you stop at those Loves and those truck stops.
Yeah.
Now I know why my daughter's sick. Alex has been coughing on her for the last week, so Alex got us all. I'm going to blame you for this.
Honestly, I'll take it.
Yeah. So anyway, if you stop at those Loves and those Buc-ee's and those truck stops, because the 7-Eleven, they give you, I think you can get single hard-boiled egg in a bag or two. That's it. That's as many as you can get,
yeah.
Two. But the Loves and the truck stops, you can buy like eight. They come in a little container. I know, and I did it one time. I think I was driving to Vegas out to do Brad Garrett's Comedy Club.
You're driving through the desert with hard-boiled eggs
like
in your car?
I was like Cool Hand Luke. I fucking ate eight hard-boiled eggs on the way to Vegas.
Did you feel pumped?
Healthy?
Felt
healthy because the number two way to eat them.
Yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs. Love it. Number one, everybody, the number one healthiest way to eat an egg, poached.
Poached.
Poached, number one. Mm-hmm. When it comes to maximizing the nutrition, poaching is the healthiest way to cook eggs. Poached eggs are exposed to low levels of heat for a short amount of time, keeping the egg yolks intact, limiting the risk of oxidizing cholesterols. How do you like that, Alex?
Mm. I like
poached,
it.
Poached, is that the way you put it on Benedict?
Yes.
And then you go out and put a hollandaise all over it, and then you got a...
And you got yourself a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How come nobody's come up with a fun way to do something with happy hollandaise? How come nobody's come up with that? Like, here you go, IHOP. You want to fix everything?
Okay.
Do a fun Christmas promotion with your Eggs Benedict. They have Eggs Benedict over there?
They gotta.
And they go, hey, for the next month, December 1st to December 31st, at IHOP, it's happy hollandaise.
Ooh.
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Have you heard anybody do that yet? Did I just invent this?
I think you invented it.
Happy Denny.
I haven't seen it.
How about Denny's? Hey, everybody. At Denny's, we got new Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Hollandaise.
Yeah.
I actually thought you should have been more impressed by that.
I am impressed by it. I don't know if I would trust an IHOP or a
Okay, then
a
whatever.
Denny's
you name
Hollandaise.
The restaurant, Alex. I'm telling you, it's Happy Hollandaise is what we're talking about here.
Hollandaise is pretty sophisticated.
It's a play on Happy Holidays.
I, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think you're getting it.
I got it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem like
it. I like
it.
To spruce up a...
Happy holidays. Happy Hollandaise.
Yeah.
You see how similar that is? Mm-hmm. And I don't think... It just dawned on me right now.
Yeah.
Did I mention I didn't sleep last night because the dog was licking my face?
You are a marketing genius.
All right, everybody. Listen, we got so much more to talk about. We're going to be doing more tomorrow and Thursday. And we're giving you Patreons and more smut Patreons and regulars and freebies and everything else. But if you would let me go get my daughter, I would appreciate it. Because then I'll have time to go get. You know, did we mention this? Costco? Do you have a Costco card?
Yeah.
You go?
Card carrying member.
You are? Do you go?
Yeah.
You like it?
I like it.
Okay.
I live next to a business center one.
Yeah, you keep telling me about this business center
it's
one.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe you that they have business center ones. I've never seen it.
Well, there's two in Los Angeles.
You keep saying that, but do they have like on the way out? Can I get a chicken bake at a business center one?
Yeah, they still have the outdoor area.
So that is a Costco.
Yeah, but they don't have. They're not as big on like.
They got fresh cut flowers.
I don't think they do.
Okay, well, that's they do it in regular Costcos. You know who loves Costco? My mom and dad, mm-hmm. Gene and Jerry Frangiola. I mean, literally every single day. Now it's getting ridiculous. I'll call them and they'll be like, yeah, we're at Costco. We just came from Costco. We're heading to Costco. And I was like, well, there's only two of you.
Yeah.
Like, what can you possibly be getting at Costco? Because there's been times we've done the bulk buy here and there's only three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my daughter doesn't eat a hell of a lot. And now that she's six, she won't be eating shit. And so we still have butter from about 3 years ago
because
we bought it at Costco. And it's like bulk buying is not good for two and three people. My parents, I guess they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but apparently Costco has removed the churro and replaced it with a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
What do you think of something like that? Now, I've never been a churro person. I know people love them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do much for me.
No, I'm not a churro guy either. I'm much more a chocolate chip cookie guy.
Me too. Yeah, so I'd be all for this.
But I do hate when places remove a classic from the collection.
Yeah.
You know?
The fun thing is Costco is doing, they are having some fun now for the first time in a long time at that little cafe or whatever you'd call that.
Yeah.
For the longest time it was pizza, hot dog, chicken bake, some sort of ice cream sundae, and that was it. Don't fuck around. Same prices, same don't fuck around with it. But lately they've been throwing in Caesar salad with chicken.
Okay.
I had it. Garbage. Roast beef sandwich. Stinks too. Maybe that's why they weren't doing much else because it was like, let's just stick with our standards.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway,
it's hard to fuck up a hot dog, but a roast beef sandwich.
There's a lot of celebrity news as well, Alex. We'll get to that after I pick up my daughter because she's currently, they got her like in some quarantine and, you know, they put her in a sick tank or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already on their shit list over there.
Yeah.
I'll have you know, I don't know if you guys have been following any Kanye West news. But Kanye West lately on his Instagram has been screaming at Kim Kardashian to take her kids out of a school that they're in, Sierra Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Take my kids out of Sierra Canyon, that fake celebrity school. It's for fake celebrities and it's bullshit. Get my kids out of there, Kim, Sierra Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got accepted to Sierra
Ooh.
Canyon. Yeah, so it's right up the street here.
Well,
Calabasas, California. So we just got our t-shirt and everything. We don't know. We got accepted to several high-profile schools. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife believes it's because Beckett was impressive in their interviews. And
yeah.
I say, are you crazy? It's because I'm famous.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with Beckett. Mm-mm. Impressive in interviews. She talks about Bluey.
Yeah.
Nothing impressive about that.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, so then I looked up the people we're trying to figure out which one we should go to last night.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking up some of the alumni.
So that's what I so I'm just like, let's look up alumni from both of these schools that we're currently weighing between. Mm-hmm. And of course, this Sierra Canyon is, it's Kendall and Kylie went there, yeah, of course. And
Willow Smith. All,
Willow, yeah, Willow and Jaden. Mm-hmm. And all of their kids, all of the Kardashian kids, all Kim's kids, all Kylie's kids, all Khloe's kids.
We got some Baldwins.
Yes. Ireland Baldwin went there. A lot of basketball players, kids. So yeah, but then, so here's how we look at this. There's two ways to look at this, because is it, now you guys can help me out with this. Is it?
Oh, Bronny.
I know. Yeah. LeBron James is Bronny James. And yeah, then the other one. So here, do you send her to that school where it seems like people will be awful, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
the kids
are
going to suck.
I know Jaden Smith and Willow are not, they're out of school at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's people of that,
yeah,
caliber. So is that the worst? This is not my life. I went to Connecticut High School, Alex. The most famous person from there was a guy who got eaten by a bear in a documentary called Grizzly Man. And if you're going to say Moira Kelly, who was in The Cutting Edge, if you're going to look at length of career, Alex, length of career.
Yes.
Moira Kelly, Cutting Edge, yes, it was a big hit. It was a movie. Fair enough. All that.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hold up? No. It's kind of a terrible acted. It's everything. The Russian skate instructor, okay, is the worst actor I've ever seen in my life. And Moira Kelly's probably as bad, if not a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing stink, but people loved it. It does. It was of a time where people, and it's a huge monster hit, mm-hmm, and whatever. She went on to do a couple of movies and then a movie, a TV show called, I don't know, One Tree Hill or something. But then that was the end of it. Like, really, I mean, I think she's in something now, but nobody cares. Yeah. It's not what she's not counting down healthy eggs.
Mm.
So I think length of career, you got to start talking about me being the most famous person to come out of Connecticut High School. I know that's shocking to hear.
Yeah.
But you have to start thinking. There's got to be a serious consideration for me perhaps being most famous person. Now, Pete Corleone, another comedian from Connecticut High School, mm-hmm, is also now getting up. I mean, he's got a, yeah, he's getting some Pete's been around a long time, and Pete's a great guy. He's got his Sebastian Maniscalco podcast, and he's starting to sell tickets all over the place. So even Pete Corleone but Pete Corleone didn't have the TV career I've had, mm-hmm, 11 years ago. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Alex, I just showed you my residual check from Lights Out with David Spade.
It's
just
a big
got
one.
Another residual check, mm-hmm, from like 7 appearances on Lights Out with David Spade. Just got my 2 cent residual, and that's not a joke.
No.
2 cents residual check. I get one like every week for 2 cents. It's like, why print the check? What are we doing?
Send me a buck every other year.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just saying that it's a pretty healthy resume I got.
Yeah.
More so than I believe most graduates of Connecticut High School.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. It wasn't Bronny James and Jaden Smith.
Yeah.
Like, I feel if I put my daughter in that world, the Kardashian world, people are going to be awful, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
You mean people, to your daughter?
It feels like these are awful people. People, they're wearing the kids wearing like Prada shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm talking 5th graders.
Yeah.
Are wearing like Prada shoes,
mm-hmm,
and texting and, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a fast life. I imagine, just a hunch, I imagine designer drugs are going to be big in schools like that.
Excuse me?
You know,
designer drug. What the hell is that?
You know, rich kid
like
drugs.
Jordache?
Rich kid drugs.
Oh.
Drugs.
Oh, rich kid drugs. Like, it was
not designer.
No, Alex is literally
dying.
Coughing and sneezing and all over everybody. And he's dying. And we're still forging on with this, mm-hmm, podcast on we're giving you guys a Tuesday episode.
Your daughter killed me.
We're giving you guys a Tuesday episode if it kills us. So anyway, these are the problems that I'm having currently. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then of course, Kanye West is making the school even more famous because he's screaming about it on his Instagram every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And now like, oh boy, that's all we need is, you know, now there's like paparazzi outside of the school.
Yeah.
Waiting for whoever to come out.
That's
I guess
the one
Kim's
thing you
kids.
Like about your current school is.
Well, it's up
locked down.
It's locked down, and there's security guards outside with guns because everybody wants to kill the Jews.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing is I like the guns on the. I'm all about security guard guns, security guards outside of the school. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I don't think I'd send my daughter to a school without armed security guards. I just don't think I would.
Yeah.
And I need gates. We could send it to the regular public school right up here. That's for poor people.
Yeah.
You don't think Jaden Smith goes there? And actually, it's a nice school. It's like, well, I don't fucking know. I mean, this is, I don't want it. Like, isn't it just what you make of it? Like, I mean, I went to high school, but it was a different, like, this is all a whole different world now.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, now it's euphoria. These kids are all, my wife's telling me about a carnival they had. They have carnivals at these schools, you know? And it was this summer carnival. We didn't have this shit when I was growing up. But this school has a carnival. The other school has a carnival. And my wife's like, I don't know. I'm judging by the carnivals we went to. Like, that carnival seemed like nice people. This carnival, like the, she goes, it's a bunch of 17-year-old kids making out on the Ferris wheel. Every girl had big boobs. Like, can't believe I missed this carnival. This sounds like a car. I'd like to go see this carnival. Now, what was it again? They were making 17-year-olds making out with big boobs. I'd like to see this Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
But anyway, so these are the problems I'm dealing with, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of helicopter seemed to have stopped. So they must have, the news is out.
Yeah.
And everything else. So I'm doing the best I can, trying to stay afloat. I love doing this podcast. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for all you Patreon members. Everyone who comes and sees us live, come out to Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I am next. Stamford, Connecticut's the next big one. The New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. I don't really know why this hasn't completely sold out yet. It's close, but Stamford, it's time to go get those tickets. It's next Saturday, I believe, the 22nd. It's a Friday. Friday the 22nd. And then Saturday the 23rd, I head on up to Auburn, New York.
Yep.
Driving up. Got to rent a car. 4 hours to Auburn, New York at the Auburn Theater, Auburn Public Theater. And I'll be there. And that's only a few tickets left for that.
Yep.
I said that and they I think what this place is just folding chairs. So, because you can see on their website how many seats are left, and then they keep adding more. So mm-hmm. It says 10 seats left, and then now there's 15 seats left because they just unfold more chairs.
Yeah.
So, but I would get the tickets if you guys live in that area.
Yeah, they're going fast.
And they are.
They will run out of chairs. Yeah.
And then, of course, we're doing Tampa again. We're doing Dania Beach, Florida. We're doing the improv down there. We're doing sides. We're doing the comedy club in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. This is all on frangiola.fun. And so much more. There's a ton of dates being added. We're doing all the cities you guys want. We're going to do something in Denver-ish area. We have it coming up. It'll be inside Denver or close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Working on something, a theater in that area. We're currently in negotiations. Chicago's coming.
Ooh.
Long Island's coming. San Francisco's coming. Sacramento's coming. All of it. And what else do I have? Oh, I'm doing that place I'm doing Rooster Tea Feathers.
Yep, Sunnyvale, California.
In Sunnyvale, California. That's all French, all not fun. That's it. What more can I tell you? Anyway, well, we did it. We did it. Mm-hmm. We forged through. Alex's coughing and sneezing and my daughter sick and the helicopters. And we did it. We gave you 40, almost 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry we're cutting it a little short. There's much more to talk about. We'll do it all this week. But for now, I gotta run. So what are we going to get out of here, Alex? What do we got?
No matter what school you choose to go with.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a big problem right now in my life.
Pretty sure the kids are all right. The Who.
Ooh. A classic. The Who still, I mean, well, it's only Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend left, but. And I just read Roger Daltrey's 80. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, the guy looks amazing for 80, but I don't know if they still, are they still touring? Do they have one more left in them? They did do something last year. They've done 8 farewell tours.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually God's going to do that. He's going to tell them it's a farewell tour, you know? All right, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you do for to keep this podcast afloat. Give us reviews on all the ways you listen to this podcast. 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars. Don't go 2 and 1. Mm-mm. Just please. I mean, I know some people will, but especially after this episode. But we're dealing with a lot of stress, Alex.
Mm-hmm. The calm before the storm.
I know. I gotta pick a school.
Storm.
Am I gonna send her to the school where David Beckham's kids went? That's our other alternative.
Oh, okay.
The Beckham school or the Will Smith Jada Pinkett school
and
the
Kardashian school. Go Beckham.
That's the school my wife went to. Okay. So we have that going for us. We have a what do they call that?
You're an alumnus.
Alumnus, right? Something like that. So we do have that going.
Alumni.
I mean, not me. When I go, no, my world is gone. Out there on Long Island.
She should go to Kennequat.
Kennequat. Yes, Kennequat High School.
Yeah,
it's a very well, I think it does well. I think it's like rated highly.
Yeah.
I think people come out of there with a good education.
There's no way in hell she could not be the most famous person to come from Kennequat High School.
Well, I mean, you know, who knows what's going on over there now. And what that hooker who's in your La Quinta probably went to Kennequat High School. All right, everybody. We love you. Gotta go. Alex is coughing. I've never seen him cough so much. He could be dead tomorrow, so I might be doing this solo tomorrow. But we'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, and even more this weekend, giving you nothing but fun. Bye-bye. Sometimes. The kids are all right. The kids are all right. The kids are all right. Ow!